The Richland County Emergency Management Department has 3 ambulances. On a good day, Department Head Darren Gudgeon can staff 2. He estimates he needs 40 volunteer emergency medical technicians ready to be called on when needed. He has 22. And as a result, the 3rd ambulance rarely gets out of the garage.
There are times where staffing that 2nd truck is very, very difficult.
Gudgeon says a lot of work goes into becoming a volunteer licensed emergency medical technician, or EMT. He says finding new blood is difficult, and when he does, the new recruits face up to 144 hours of class time.
The scope of training has increased so much that people look at that and they say, I've got to go to school for how many hours? Basically a full college semester.
Gudgeon says Richland County recently paid to train 8 people. Only 5 of those are still in a squad, including 34-year-old Joe Scribbins. He volunteers but can't be available to be on call for the required 48 hours a month. Scribbins says his life has changed. He and his wife have adopted a 1-year-old baby boy, and both have returned to graduate school.
So we're really feeling the pinch, and we know exactly what it's would be like if we were a single-family income, or a single-person income in the family, and so we know that we both have to be working at this point. That's what the numbers are telling us in the checkbook.
Emergency Management Head Gudgeon says it's longtime EMT veterans like John Mathis who keep ambulance services going. Mathis is 59 and has been with the Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad since 1974. He says he has served many roles over the past 36 years.
I am a past president, past vice president, past treasurer, past director.
Mathis says his dedication impacted his family as well as him. He says his kids grew up knowing Dad could be called away to an emergency at any time.
Knowing that Dad was going to get up from the dinner table or get up from watching TV with them or playing with them and go. I think that has affected them to where they do not feel that they want to get up and leave their children and their wife and their company when the pager goes off.
Director Gudgeon says there's going to be a time when the long-time members who keep the ambulance services running will no longer be there.
It could be a moment where our ambulance service can't get that 2nd truck out, and so we do have to rely on Viola or Casanova or Lone Rock or Muscadet, and they're going to have a farther transport time, and therefore the outcome for that patient might not be what everybody wants it to be.
But Gudgeon is still trying to add to his roster. Richland County is paying to train 5 more students who will hopefully serve as volunteers. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.